Yep.
Our love for the game runs deep.
Hey, now, yeah, watch. You were the supporter. Let's go.
From the banter masters.
How this guy supposed to play now?
To the oversabby coaches. And to all fans who make the game unforgettable. Game on! Enjoy the rhythm of the game with Goldberg, official beer of the Super Eagles.
Hello, everybody. Welcome along to Niger Game On. What a pleasure to have you join us for what is the 20th day of the tournament. We've been here every single step of the way covering the Super Eagles on their journey to what is a potential fourth Africa Cup of Nations title out there in Côte d'Ivoire. Of course, host nation Côte d'Ivoire are still available in the tournament. Nigeria, South Africa, and of course, Mali, the remaining four teams. It all started with 24 teams, 20 out of the tournament, and we're still having a great time here, courtesy of Goldberg, of course, the official beer partner of the Super Eagles of Nigeria. My name is Yubi, and so one of them. I'm joined by Nearbong Monday, IBK Sports, Olakunle 5 for what is always a very riveting conversation here on the show. Gentlemen, good to have you join us. And look, we've got a chance to that, first semi-final.
Yeah.
Incredible stuff.
Yeah.
15 times semi-final appearance in the AFCON is not easy. And look, when you think about the Super Eagles and when people tell you for a tournament that we're a tournament team, I think this is the tournament that I have personally witnessed that the 2013 tournament was great because we started off very slowly, but with every single game, it just felt like, you know, the momentum was building. Could you have thought in your wildest imagination that we'll be in the semi-final with all the injuries we had at the start?
Maybe not. Maybe after the first game, I was slightly worried because I didn't think we played really well in the first game. And we had Frank Onyeka the other day and he talked about the weather, you know, playing that early 2 p.m. Côte d'Ivoire time. And it didn't quite give me any bit of inspiration going to the tournament, but you know, I would think that we've overachieved, to be honest, because this team has been almost a team patched up, you know, building up to the tournament with so many injuries, and I think it's been absolutely amazing for the Super Eagles.
IBK, I've got to say, I think this is the first time we're meeting since the month of February kicked in. And I saw a meme, someone said, just one day into February and it's already Friday, January, you see your life. You know? So it's good to see you on a new month. But January totally flew by and it kind of feels like, you know when people say, oh, you know, salary week and all that kind of stuff. I feel like the AFCON kept us very occupied. Is it the best tournament in a while? I don't remember many tournaments having the level of excitement, honestly, I don't.
Yeah, I think social media is playing a big role because if you look at the World Cup as well, a lot of people tell you that Qatar is probably one of the best World Cup they've experienced. So I think same thing is happening with the AFCON. Teams are beginning to understand that there are no minnows in football anymore. You see South Africa, you see Namibia, you know, you see Equatorial Guinea defeating the host and the rest. And I said it that it looks as if Nigeria not having the best of time going into the competition was more like a blessing in disguise, if you want to say it that way.
Because, put us on our toes.
Yeah, you knew that we didn't have anywhere to run to anymore. You have Boniface, you probably planned the tournament with. You had Sadiq Umar as well, you know, with Fred Ndidi. And you look at Omo, we don't have anywhere to go to anymore. So I think the best thing tournament gives you is when you start building momentum as the game progresses. And I said already that immediately I saw that first game against, I think it was Equatorial Guinea. I knew that Pesero has something for us. Mm. But against South Africa now, coming to say against South Africa, we almost have the same, you know, method. Fantastic defensive record between those two teams. And what is Pesero going to do? Because South Africa too will sit back. Nigeria self will sit back. Who will grieve for each other now?
It's going to be
a very, very interesting game. Penalties, God forbid, that big.
Okay, I have only one request, right? You know, nobody has won a Nigerian jersey on this show since we started, right? And I kind of feel like that's been a good omen. So we have to say that.
No, I don't wear.
No. IBK.
IBK had the second time. This.
IBK had a green.
No, the second
had
time.
A green.
He did. Yes, he did.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I was going to say, man, don't jinx it for
no,
us.
No, the second time.
The one that they should not use to jinx it, because Morocco was knocked out, everybody would say, Nigeria are now the favorite. Please.
I don't want that favorite tag.
We are not. Leave us alone, please. Our coach not too sabi. Players not really too sabi like that. We like him like that. We are not favorite.
But see, man, know what this team is.
No, Osimhen know what 150 million. Oh, it's good.
That's how we like it.
It's good like that.
That's how we like it, right?
Thank you.
Well, tell us how you like it as well. Look, we've been having a great time here in the studio, courtesy of Goldberg. The show is brought to you by, of course, Goldberg. It's called Niger Game On, and we've been totally excited about the hashtags on Twitter. Thanks for keeping that going. To all the guys on Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram as well, thanks for your messages, your mentions. And let's keep it going. Let's keep it going for, we've got another couple of days to the tournament finishes. So I think we can ride out this crest till the very last, till the wheels come off, basically. Gentlemen, let's start off with what was a very good showing against Angola. I honestly felt like, you know, you were spot on as well. That was going to be our toughest game. And I think only IBK, you know, was the overconfident one. So IBK, keep that overconfidence on, because he's working
well. Something you know that we
something
don't know.
You know that we don't
know. Keep it going.
So keep it going. That's great for us, right? Anyway, look, when I saw the goal we scored, I remember the Chelsea team. I always reference that Chelsea team, 2017, the Conte team that won the title. Once that team score you first, that's the end of the game.
Yeah.
Right? That's the end of it. And it's sort of similar because the first couple of games that season, they got bit by, I think, Arsenal or something like that.
Yeah.
The moment they tweaked the formation, that was the end of it.
And Mesut Ozil masterclass.
Yeah. But look, going forward, that's the mantra for us now. I think, I don't think I want us to concede first. But when we score first, we look like we're not going to concede.
And it was so solid defensively. And it just feels like, you know, what Pesaro has managed to do. And, you know, you've got to give him credit. Our players just work tirelessly. You know, Lukman, you know, somebody will ask, what is Lukman do? What's his name? Moses Simon. What exactly does he do on the pitch?
By the way, can we all agree that was Moses Simon's best game for Nigeria?
No, he was. Yeah.
I've never seen him play that well for Nigeria.
No, offensively.
He's had some really good games.
You know, he's had some games.
Some bad ones, but some really good
games. Maybe that
had
last
a
one.
Lot of bad games.
That group stage.
I have not seen him play a better game for Nigeria.
I think there was one group stage game. That was last AFCON.
Yeah.
Simon was the best player.
They compared him to Messi.
That's how he went out.
Simon can channel his inner Messi. You know, when he was. Yeah. He has those moments where you think, why is he not in the Ballon d'Or conversation? You know.
But only you think that one.
Seriously. That's some matches. Not a season. He plays in a particular way and you're thinking, wow, is this Hazard on the pitch?
The brand thing, we're doing a great job. Don't ruin it for us.
Leave that conversation continue with the
one. I saw you talk about this thing. How did that brother get there? How did he get there?
Are you whining me?
Like, it won't be as good as the brother. You never know. Yeah. Don't mind me. But I think that what the manager has done so spectacularly is getting the players to work so hard. So I was talking about Moses Simon. How many times, you know, we know he can be great at the other end, but what he does at the other end of the pitch, Lukman. They just work tirelessly. You know, we're having a conversation on radio on Saturday and we talked about the fact that it looks like Nigeria are a 90 minutes team. You know, for 90 minutes, we just work so hard that when you see our players in the final 10 minutes of the game, they're absolutely shattered. Yeah. You know, we saw Osimhen leaving the pitch and my wife was asking me, why is he walking like that?
You know,
he looked like he was completely gone. Yeah. You know, he had run and that's the picture of the team. You know, that's what the manager has done. You know, working and working and working. But the credit I would give to Nigeria is that it was our best game in terms of, you know, passage of play.
Exactly.
In terms of transition, in terms of moving the ball around. It was our best game because I thought we played some really fancy stuff. Yeah. You know, we kept the ball on the ground. It would be, you know, for a moment, he looked really good on the eye. You know, he was getting into those holes, moving the ball quicker. You know, it was really nice to see. And I hope it continues against South Africa.
I think that was a good thing about the victory. You know, personally, I've talked about the quality of our play. Mm-hmm. And I think that, especially in the first half, the way we had some really, you know, good plays, you know, moving the ball quite easily, you know, because at the end of the day, whatever it is that you want to do is about you being able to find the next player, being able to find your man in a good position. The goal we scored, well, Zaidu misplaced the pass, but credit to Moses Simon. Yeah. So it's about those movements. And
did he misplace the pass?
He actually
it was a bad pass.
It was a bad pass.
It was a bad pass. Moses Simon used his pace Like when they say you put it to good use.
Yeah. And you know, it was a bad pass because it was in a position where Moses Simon wanted the ball at his feet.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he knew there was a chance he was being isolated with the defender.
Moses Simon wanted the ball to space.
You know, he wanted the ball in a position where he can pick it up and run at the defender.
Right, okay.
That's what he wanted. Okay. Pick up the ball and run at the defender. But he played the ball, he overhit the ball.
He overhit the ball, yes.
But I think it turned out to be a blessing.
Because he just nicked the defender in.
Because the defender thought, I could get to that ball.
Yeah.
And it was because Moses Simon was running very fast.
Yeah.
You know, he was scampering towards the ball. So the ball turned out to be a good ball, but it was a bad pass if you look at it.
I tell you what, right? When I think about wingers, you know, or, you know, the Europeans will say wingers. when I think about wingers and their job in the team, I'd say every kid who has got pace, that's the clip you should watch. Watch that clip. You've got only one job in the team. That one job is to isolate yourself with the guy, take him out of the game.
Simple.
Because when I watch a football game and I see, you know, 10 times they pass the ball to you, and what you do is you check back and pass back. You know, I'm thinking you don't know your job in the team.
Yeah.
The team has done a job to deliver the ball from the first phase of play to this second phase of play and to the third phase. Your job is to eliminate players. So I thought that was like elite wing play, because what he does is he's got three jobs actually. He nicks the ball off the center of the defender, makes a run. Makes the run to get into the 18-yard area. Once he gets into the 18-yard area, he's got one job now. Look up, slow down, and make the pass.
Yeah, so two
jobs. Look up, find the man, and make the pass.
More often than not, he falls short.
More often than not, he takes the option to dribble again.
Yeah.
Or overheats the ball.
Yeah. Because in that moment, and credit to Demola Lookman, if you see the entire picture, if you see the big picture in a wide shot, when Moses Simon nicks the ball from the defender, Demola Lookman is far behind.
Yeah.
So he breaks his neck to get into that position. And he's not just getting to the position, because Osimhen takes the defenders away with his run.
Yeah.
Two defenders following him. So he runs into that space. And he's begging for the ball. Just put it in the position.
He's telling, and
the weight of the pass was really good.
That's what I'm saying.
Very good.
Yeah. The weight of the pass was really good.
He slows down. He looks up. Finds the defender. That's 2/3 of the job done.
Mm.
The last piece is to execute properly.
No speaking right? spots.
And execute. The pass is so well done that Ademola just needs to hit the ball properly.
Yeah, he just needs to come on the ball.
But a lot of people haven't spoken about Osimhen's run. Right.
Yeah, that's the you run. Know, the run really makes the goal, because if Osimhen probably opens up, if he comes back to try to get the ball, probably they close him down.
Yeah.
And Simon probably shoots that goal. So the Osimhen run takes the defenders away. And you know, when you talk about decoy runs, that was special.
That is a player who has worked with elite managers, right? Because that run that he makes is, you know, to the normal eye, you know, as a football fan, we're all football fans, but, you know, I watch the game I'm looking at extra things. That run he makes is deliberate to move the center backs away from him because obviously he knows, look, players are so aware of each other on the pitch, right? Especially for elite players. You know that Lookman is checking inside. And one of the things that It was Zlatan Ibrahimovic who said, it was Van Persie who went to, I think was it Mourinho or Louis van Gaal, and said, look, you know, Rooney is appearing in the places I want to be. That sort of thing. So elite players must know, so when I watch a football game and I see people standing like, you know, redundant on each other. So you see, you're not creating triangles, you're not making passing angles.
Yeah.
That is a problem.
Yeah.
So when Osimhen makes that run, he knows that I have to vacate the space for Lookman to be able to strike the ball.
Yeah, so I think
that's an incredible play.
Yeah, I think another angle to the conversation of Osimhen's run is, it's like when you are going to play a corner kick, the attacking team, you have your strategy. Either, you know, you want to attack the first post, you want to attack the second post, and whatever it is that you want to do, you have your players that you believe are best at doing that. Right. For example, you see Thiago Silva, a lot of the headers he would score is the first post.
First post, yeah.
You know, you would see Osimhen, the one he scored in the first game against
Kutara Guinea. At the far post.
So what is the strategy? So I think also, like, when Osimhen was making that run, because as a striker, you want to score. So at the back of your mind, you know that on the training pitch, you know, when we're attacking like this, we have what? Maybe two options. We were supposed to have two, three options in the box. And we had that issue earlier on in the tournament where I'm looking at it and thinking, why don't we have an extra option in the box aside from just Osimhen? So there's a cross coming in, it's just Osimhen in the box. We're supposed to have another body in there. So in Osimhen's mind, probably from the training pitch, he knows that we're supposed to have other options. But also, he's a striker, he wants to score. So that run is also about that guy that's on the byline that's about to make a cross. Is it that... is either playing the cross, the ball across, or he's making a cutback. So in his mind, he knows that if I go for this option, there's another option here because of what we've done on the training pitch. So whichever one it is, if it comes across, I should be there. So he has gone for a run to get the ball across, but the guy made a crossback, a cutback, and you know, worked out.
Well, of course, we're just trying to catch up, you know, on this Angola game, man. I honestly felt like, you know, the goal we scored was one of the elite goals you see in European football. You know, playing cutback, you know, somebody running in, finishes, absolutely great stuff. Anyway, let's touch base with, you know, the things. Is there anything, because we speak about the positives all the time. And, you know, on our Twitter space, someone mentioned that we're being an echo chamber and we weren't probably analyzing the negatives as well. When you watched the team against Angola, I thought it was our best game.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, what were the negatives there? You know, were they, any, if any, IBK?
I think the negatives has to come from we going forward from the flanks. That's from Zaidu, Sanusi. And I don't know what the coach wants, to be honest, because in the
IBK,
end...
I thought you said you knew that there was no problem. All season.
That question was set up.
The positive one has to be for him because...
You know, he was the one that said there's no problem. So the question was a setup.
It depends on what the coach wants.
You took it.
I was talking to someone, I said, I think if I look at Zaidu, I would... Now it's a tournament, this thing. So I would rather go with someone who, like Kenny said, I think the coach wants someone who... off the ball movement is a big advantage to the team. And you wouldn't want to put someone who can probably not cover ground, you know, at that wing. And I think Zaidu does that easily. So in terms of his attacking prowess, I think we are lacking there. Imagine when they put, was it Calvin Bassey? To play that position and he got assist within how many minutes?
Honestly, I think Zaidu would have been a top scorer if Zaidu had if Zaidu was better technically, you'll be top scorer.
Yeah, for me, I think that the only issue I have with Zaidu is Baba, you're a professional player now. These passes that I'm misplacing, you should be picking them, and not even the one to Moses Simon. That one might be a little bit harder to execute.
Passes, crosses, actually.
But you know, these simple crosses and you are overheating them, or those are the issues. But as regards his role in the current system, I don't see a problem particularly, because
if we played four at the back, it would have been a disaster.
Yes, of course. That's what I'm saying in this particular system. Yeah. What he does defensively, the coach has probably gone, yes, I could bring Ola Aina here and play Bright Osayi,
right?
But there's a chance, you know, we always talk about playing a player in the wrong position and getting not up to 100% from both positions. Yeah. So you can play Ola Aina as left back, and Ola Aina would do a decent job. But
now I rather have him give me the max on the right.
On the right,
give me the max.
And you
on
know
the right.
Zaidu will give you the max defensively. And also bear in mind, maybe that's why the coach has gone. Lukman is not confined to the left. Moses Simon is not confined to the right.
Right. Yeah.
There's that floating that they do.
Yeah.
And that sort of gives us a bit
that's
of
that's the Garnacho Rashford thing.
It gives us a bit of a bit of coverage for that deficiency that comes with Zaidu playing.
Right. So that means there's no problem, right?
With this Zaidu conversation, I don't think there's a problem that we should worry about because, in terms of Zaidu's.
But who do you find me who talk negative things?
Because the people who tell you, you know, every time we're on the space and
that's in this semi-final, the same will find negative. You know, I don't understand.
I tell you, like,
because you want to win, so you find how you can get better.
Can get better, right? And that's not a problem. That's totally okay. So you don't gag, you don't try to gag anybody. Anyway, speaking of Twitter spaces, we totally enjoyed the last one. It was totally great.
Swimpy, my man.
Shout out to all the speakers. Always trying to make it as interesting as possible.
Gingerbread, I've written that.
Yeah. Right. Hey, that's another banger. Gingerbread. Yeah, I got the hail Swimpy for this. Swimpy. I call her Swimpy. He said, it's gingerbread, by the way, but It's Debra.
Why do people switch on the accent?
I don't know. Gingerbread. You go soon see shortcake. I'm waiting in the color. It's a gingerbread.
Anyway, shout out to all the guys on Twitter. I love the fact that, you know, there's a Twitter way of communication, but notwithstanding.
You got that, babe. This thing they bust my head.
You don't know.
Said that gingerbread.
You don't know. Hot dog.
You don't know. Coconut rice.
Oh man. Anyway,
you don't know hot dog.
Happy sandwich.
See, you know what? You know how stupid they do. You can enter your DM now. I'll change that for you.
See, anyway. I beg, when this slip is ready, send out the post out.
No way, man.
Gingerbread cup.
Anyway.
Spring roll.
Yeah.
She don't mind that bed now.
Spring roll. Oh my god, that's four chops.
I beg.
Oh my goodness. Anyway, look, if you're just joining the show, right, and you know you never watch the show, we're on audio platforms as well. We're pretty much across all audio platforms. That's Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts as well. Simply search the Hindsight Podcast and you know, use the hashtag #NigerGameOn in your search bar. Everything comes up pretty easily, right?
Goldberg, official beer of the Super Eagles.
Let's get into our opponents, South Africa. Because when I think about South Africa as an opponent, I feel that they want to be rivals with us. We're not trying to be rivals with them, right? It's almost like, you know, it's almost like you're trying to pick on someone bigger than you, so you can make so you can get some legitimacy off of that, right? Can we be sucked into that, you know, rivalry with South Africa where, you know, we Ghana, we have a real thing there, you know, they used to live with us and all that history and stuff like that. With Cameroon, you can understand, you know, we're bordering countries, and all that. You can understand that, but I've never really understood the South African rivalry.
It's just like this derby, how do they call it? The M2 derby in England, Brighton Crystal Palace.
Right.
Massive derby. They are not geographically connected. They live, you know, I think Brighton are in the south coast of England. You know, Crystal Palace are in London. So I think the derby started, there's a lot of explanations between managers in the 70s and all of that. But that's the kind of derby we have with South Africa because I don't get it. You know, why are we know they drag anything. We some people
I think that based on developments.
A lot of people tell you the Nations Cup they won in 96.
Nigeria
pulled out that Nations Cup.
We pulled out. That's why they won the Nations Cup.
That's why they won it.
That's why they won.
But why you no go?
But that's why they won the Nations Cup.
So we know Vigo make we lose.
We won the Nations Cup in 94. We're fifth in the world in the FIFA ranking then.
Yes, we know.
We had a squad that could literally beat anybody on the African continent.
Senegal, I think.
So don't worry. They won that. They know they won that because we didn't.
To back what it says, you know, we won the Olympics. You know,
we won the Olympics that year.
That year, as well.
That Nigerian team.
We know.
In 92,
so Senegal, I think.
92, 94, 96. I mean, who could have beaten anyone?
Of course, we could have lost anyone.
Is it fair to say that's the start of the rivalry? Mm-hmm. You know, because Nigerians always say, you know what, you know. That your COVID trophy where you win. Yeah. It's like when Liverpool, I think
the rivalry started COVID trophy. Off football. I don't think it's actually football. Mm. You know, it's a social life.
Yeah, I totally agree. I was going to say it's deeper.
Music, you know, way of life, development, government, and the rest. So I think everything now boils down to, okay, football. Because normally we are not even close in terms of quality, to be honest. I think the Super Eagles, the Green Eagles of the days, there's nothing close to what South Africa brings compared to what Nigeria will bring to the table. So I think it's more of this social thing, you know. But generally, over and over again, we are not mates. I mean, let them know.
Their football is different from our football.
someone said you took I saw one post. One beep and one guy. Like, see, the guy, they be one, you know, maybe beep come visit you now. Make move now. You see, South Africa no feel make move. Someone Nigerian guy say, now why would they always take Una Bib? The guy come reply and say, your country did there, you know, take and you go give another person. That the president, man, no cause trouble for. I mean, this is our brand.
I was worried for a second.
I was shaking. Now you going to land it?
The plane was shaking.
Are you going to land it?
You know. and just you
know, the landing.
Even the SS, but
the runway wasn't clear.
You know where they say. You know where they say.
I see one show, the live show. By the time they finish like this,
they say all die, all die. When they look at IBK go land up, I go land up. Young Google leave the plane. He just yeah. leave us,
Amen. Amen. But speaking of which, right? I also feel like this musical rivalry is almost this. So football is like the melting pot for all the social conversations. You know, let's log it out finally on this thing. But just like Angola found out, you know, I've seen. By the way, I'm just going to say this as well. Can all the graphic designer and communicators? Can you everybody slow down?
Just chill.
So that. I've seen Eagle on four hands. I'm like, where are you going to get four hands?
Guy, did you see?
Where are you going to get four hands?
Like, there's
so all the graphics, I mean, can we slow down?
There's a video that, what's his name? Lassisi. Right. This girl dropped on IG and it was so funny. Tawa. So Lassisi, yeah, Tawa that the Nigerian, Lassisi that the Ghanaian, they argue. You know, this boy was a big player. He's going to say, yeah, Charlie, do you know what is this? Then they argue. Small time, they just hear from somewhere. Say, excuse me. Then they find who they talk. They go see what small picking the ground. Say that goal up in that.
That's the thing, like, but I mean, let's narrow it into the game. Starting off with similarities, Ronwen Williams, right? Four clean sheets, same with, you know, Nwabali. And off the air, you gave me an admission that that you feel is a better goalkeeper than Nwabali.
Yeah, I think he's a better goalkeeper than Nwabali all round. You know, he's excellent goalkeeper, reflexes great, and he's captain of the team for a reason. And his ball playing skills too is very good. One of the best in this tournament, because I watch him a lot at Mamelodi Sundowns, and he's a very cool head guy, and it's proper goalkeeper. And he's the reason South Africa are playing against Nigeria. It should have been kept there, because I mean that last
point,
save,
point blank.
You know, he was the guy hit the tournament. Rufai thinks he probably could have done better. The striker.
No, not done better. Bro. I'm saying there was another option. Yeah. What he did, you can't fault him for it.
That's what I mean,
he was in the same position with Randall Colomwani. You know,
I was gonna go there as well.
It's not the same thing.
No, it was the same thing. Ball bounced in front. Ball bounces in front of him. I mean, put your flipping foot through it. You know, that's every striker in that position, you know, except you are Messi or maybe Ronaldo or Luis Suarez, you know, or Diego Forlan. When you're in that position, at that time of the game, almost the last kick of the game, there's one thing on your mind. Just hit it as hard, because you don't want to try anything finesse, you know.
That's why you miss it.
That's why I said I can give you my.
I can give you my boy
Højlund. You see,
That's why the best.
Rasmus Højlund.
You know,
yes. Welcome to town, son.
Welcome to town.
At the end of the day, it doesn't matter how good the goalkeeper is. They try.
And they go club talk. You they come up.
We have to stand on business.
What's it happen?
We have to stand on business. Niger game on.
I put this in your come on. I put that in your
come on. Where do you put it in your come on?
Bro, AFCON will soon finish. Don't worry.
Exactly.
I can't revive the inside.
You don't want anything with the inside. I don't even know, say Chelsea play. They play game.
Best is it. As Xavi announced this thing like this, the team going to do better.
You know that Javi situation. I have a theory. And the people go disagree with me. But now say they no one sacks Javi. They don't sit down inside house, say bros.
Yeah, I actually told him that.
You go just announce that, say yeah, you want come out end of season.
Make us see if you get that enough sympathy.
Club legend, you know, make you see leave you for that level. Yeah. Make you not just call fire. Yeah. So
do interview, all those things.
That's what happened.
Anyway,
of course, but that's what happened. Now.
Yeah.
It's just like with the Wenger situation. You know, right. They told Wenger, bros, we can't sack you. I mean, you've been here. You literally own the building.
Do the honorable thing.
You know, just
do the honorable thing.
Do the honorable thing. You be like, a bond say, even, I can't do that kind of thing. You want to sack me? Sack me.
Even all the,
they don't look at say, we will still sack you.
Respect yourself now and do that.
All the Mourinho this season are mutual concerns.
No, that one Nasaki though. Mourinho don't get respect for anybody. Nasaki though, you Saka pay me money.
If you sack me, sack me. I will be here.
You Saka pay me money. Mourinho know they fear sack. No.
No, you can't. You can never do that. Anyway, look. So
you pick Nwabali.
Yeah. So we're picking a
yeah, Ron Williams
potential starting 11.
Come on, Ron Williams.
Right, combine. Is he the only one that gets into the team? Our team.
He gets into our team.
Yeah,
he gets into our team. I don't think it's a conversation.
Any other player? IBK. Mokwena gets into our team.
No, Pesitao plays same wing with, I think, Moses Simon.
Nah, Pesitao doesn't make the team. Pesitao is not as electric as
he
used to be.
I'll pick Simon over him. I don't know what happened to Pesitao. I have to go check.
He should be electrified.
I have to go check his Wikipedia. How old is he now? He went to Brighton. It was at Brighton. Then I think Rangers.
No, he went to Belgium, I think. He went to Belgium.
Then he's back in. I don't know.
He plays for Al Ahly now.
How old is he now? He's not the old now.
He used to have this electric pace, you know.
It was very dangerous, Pesitao.
Not only Mokwena gets into our team. And Williams,
who did he place in our team?
Mokwena plays in our team.
I think he will be.
He plays the number six role.
Yeah.
You know, he's the deep line player.
He definitely cannot displace Frank.
Nah, he displaces Iwobi.
I think he will be.
He displaces Iwobi. Yeah. But he's technically very
so effectively, those are the two players to watch out for.
Right. Yeah. His ball strike, we have to watch out.
Mokwena shoots from anywhere.
And Pesitao.
I said this 3 years ago when we wanted to play Tunisia, and I said,
Sakne.
Do not allow Youssou Sakne shoot outside the 18. He is so dangerous.
Yeah.
And I'll say the same thing against Mokwena.
Don't let him shoot.
I watched that dude. He almost like he tells himself, I will shoot 8 times every game.
Yeah.
Because he's always shooting. Mm-hmm. If he finds himself anywhere around the box, he will shoot. Don't give them free kicks outside the 18 because he's got that technical ability. He might shoot 7 times and he's rubbish, and one will get into.
You know the Moroccans didn't. I'm betting they probably didn't know that guy was very good with set pieces, and he go do foul for edge on this team.
Yeah, he's a dangerous player.
Omo, and they watch
better free kick.
You know, and they watch the foul. Somebody said. You know, it was. I think it was Wally that was saying. Because I thought, you know, club like Liverpool should have bought Ward-Prowse, right? And he said, no, what was he doing? I said, you foul him first.
Yes, now. Foul for edge of the box.
Foul him first.
Then you know.
Then you know who it is.
Akwai United used to have, big shout out to him. Akwai United used to have a guy he used to call him Cameroon. Namsedu. I hope he doesn't watch this, but he was a shocking fullback.
He's in here.
He's a shocking fullback.
Don't use only that shocking. Don't use another one.
It's shocking. Uh-huh. Honestly. He couldn't defend. He couldn't defend.
The point was already made.
It was already made.
Wait. That point was already made.
Wait, guys, you shocking.
Some people will be wondering what I said.
You hope he won't watch. This podcast will go sponsor now.
But from 25 yards outside the area,
the
guy packed an absolute bullet. You know, when defenders in the MPFL that year, MPFL defenders realized that when a Akwai United has a free kick outside the area, and there was nothing finesse about it, it was Roberto Carlos.
Roberto Carlos.
He just pummels it.
Now, Alex, now what else
did I hit you, bro? If he hits you, if you survive and make, I know what.
I see you.
If like that BB too, they get freaky for.
Oh, the guy they shoot from anywhere.
He they shoot. Yeah, they make everybody go.
I don't think they stop.
Make everybody spread.
African football.
The guy they shoot from anywhere.
Just pass ball on a country.
Now you say, you know, like, you free for you. Give me freaky.
Yes, now. She be Mozambique. Mozambique collect.
You give me freaking.
But I think that South Africa are a real threat. I think they are a real threat.
No, I don't.
We best in this semi-final.
We
best in this semi-final.
Oda don't hear opening statement before.
Na Gala they go say.
Oda don't.
You didn't play.
Oda don't hear what they call opening statement before. Make Oda let me.
Make Oda say. Make Oda
let me. They are coach that can't.
Make Oda. He said, "When I grab me, they can't play."
But then that was the concern.
Where could have let me talk the body, oh, the body of the conversation? No, because I when we started talking about South Africa, a few people on the table already said, we'll not be their mates. We'll not be for this game.
That will not change. Say that our mate.
So that's why I'm bringing everybody down to earth.
You hate to be that guy.
Yeah, I hate to be that guy, but let me be that guy. I think there are real threats because, and he mentioned it a few times, the entire backline, for example, plays for one club.
There's is it not eight of their players play for
eight
Sunderland?
Eight of the starting 11.
Yeah.
So there's a real understanding there. You might watch their games and feel like, oh, they're not exciting, or because these players are not the players that you knew. Like, for example, Senegal, everybody accepted, oh, Senegal had really quality players because we knew them. They play in Europe, all of that. South Africa might not have that, but what they lack in that, they have in the fact that they know each other. That's why they can play, protect each other as well. You saw the penalty shootout. You were talking about the goalkeeper Williams saved the first one, wasn't excited about nothing. Saved the second one.
His teammates knew. We see that every day in training.
Yeah. Saved the second one, the third one. The South African fourth penalty kick taker, he came, they were trying to, the opposition goalkeeper was trying to razzle him. They looked the guy. he scored his penalty kick, was talking to Williams. He was like, there's nothing shocking.
There's no surprise here.
There are real threats in the sense that, they know each other. They understand themselves, how they can play. And that, I think that's also one of the reasons why Pesitao is even looking like just an average player in the team. Because he doesn't look like the star player. Mokwena is looking like the star player. So I think if we go into that game with that level head of we need to better our performance against Angola. We're very good against Angola. We stifled them, didn't create anything, but we need to repeat and do better than that, in my opinion, against South Africa.
I think my worry is the fact that there's a reason they've also considered just...
You've not had worries for tournament. Don't start now.
Just
don't
two goals. Now. No, there's a reason they've considered just two goals. And like you said, the cohesion in that back line is a lot of... I'm sure Pesero will be thinking, how can we break these guys down? You look at the pattern of play as well. I think they are also a team that they don't take the game to the opponent. If you watch all their games of the competition. So it's going to be more like
they don't have the quality to take games to opponents. That's why.
No, it doesn't mean I've seen teams that don't have the quality, but they still take the game to the opponent. Yes, it happened.
How you want the game to opponent?
Baba, forget.
Visa Company is a joke to you.
you understand? So
I say they collect every week.
I think it's going to be more like
top modern day manager.
The goals will come from a proper mistake, like a proper mistake. I don't think it's going to come from maybe the build play and the rest. I think it's going to come from a proper mistake, and I hope it doesn't come from our back line because we are also very disciplined. Just only one goal considered all through. Now the thing is, are we going to create enough chances against South Africa? I saw that with Cape Verde. They created probably about four chances, clear one. Are we going to have that? Because now they also know how difficult it is to play against Super Eagles. We have Osimhen, we have Ademola Lookman, who is probably running all around the field. We have Moses Simon as well, who is very creative as well. So they will be looking at, are they going to allow us create that number of chances? If they allow us, are we going to convert it? I think from the group stages to this point, we've been able to understand that the boys have gone through personal scoring drill. It's obvious. We've created about four chances in the last game. We scored about three and the rest against Cameroon, against who did we play in the last game? Against Angola as well. So it's going to be tough. Yes, I know it's going to be tough.
I think that I have to say that we've been very clinical with our and that is relative because I think we've scored the chances we've created. So, for example, the offside, I don't think that's an offside.
Since
the knockout games, we've either scored our first two chances always end up in the net. We might now start to be a bit more wasteful from then on, but when we create in the opening of the game, and I think what I like about the team the most is how we approach the game, right? I watch, my, beloved United for a lot, and I'm like, why don't you start games with a tempo that shows that you want it. When we start the game, Super Eagles, we start the games like, this is who we are. We're bringing the game to your table. right? We're bringing.
Yeah.
So as, contrary to what IBK said, you know, it's not the same thing as being irresponsible defensively.
Yeah, it's not. It's not.
But we take the game and say, you know what, we're at your doorstep and we're going to knock hard.
So, yeah.
I think I think that obviously, like we discussed, the base that Pesero has created for us, it gives people like Ademola Lookman, and sometimes opposition teams, I saw Angola fall into that trap a lot, especially again in the first half. Opposition teams get sucked in. Oh, we're defending really deep. Our wing backs are like proper fullbacks. They are not even, you know, so opposition teams get sucked in. They want to, the goal we scored against them, if you saw the camera angle of, you know, watching the goal from Nwabali's perspective, you see Angolan players who you would have thought they should be in there defending, you know, watching as we were scoring. So they get sucked in. Oh, they're defending deep. We'll go and break them down.
So you then give
a lot of space for someone like Ademola Lookman. Yeah. And you don't want him in space. Moses Simon. You don't want him in space.
Yeah.
You know, so that if that happens, obviously South Africa will get
points. I think it's the first time we've had, you know, first time in a long time that, you know, all the attackers are on sync. And somebody mentioned a very great point. I think I saw this on X, saying that you don't want to give this Nigerian team, imagine if this team camped for, so the team has gotten better the longer they spent together.
Yeah.
That's not a coincidence, right? You don't want to give this team a 1 month training camp. They will be very, very good. You know, because the way Calvin plays, the system fits Calvin. The system fits Lookman, fits Simon, fits Osimhen as well. If the team, so I sense that the further the team keep training together, keep doing repetitive drills, the better they understand how they work. And it's no coincidence that we've gotten better as the tournament has progressed. And why I also feel like, you know, when we start the games ferociously, because we know that the last 15 minutes we're defending. Mm. So the team know that our own game is going to last for about 55 minutes. Mm. Right? So we need to play inside that 30 minutes and get our goal. When we get our goal, that's the end of the game. So I feel that's been our strategy going forward all tournaments. But just the last thing I wanted to point out before we wrap it up, we've had a great time so far. You know, use the hashtag #NigerGameOn for all the conversations. And don't wait till the video finishes or the audio clip finishes. Just leave a comment as, you know, you listen and something triggers you. How about you just share with us? Brought to you by Goldberg. Let's wrap it up with this penalty. So, you know, we finished our games in 90 minutes, right? Yeah. We've not needed extra time. And when you watch the boys in the last 10 minutes, I was just making a point about, you know, I almost sense that the manager tells our team, we have to wrap up things in 60 minutes. Right, because that last 30 minutes we're gonna be very low. We're gonna defend a lot.
Yeah.
Right, you know, we can't get to penalties with these guys.
Yeah,
because I don't see that we have the. I think the team is very is pumped, is riding a lot of emotion, and when penalties come, you need everybody to just slow down.
Yeah, I don't even think we can last an extra 30 minutes. You know, I don't think, because of how we play, the energy we exert for 90 minutes, you want to get it done and dusted in 90. And if, you know, the South Africans, they're younger, they're athletic, you know, they can cover the ground a lot more than we do. Defensively, they are very solid. You know, we talked about the confidence they have in that back line. And this backline that play week in, week out. So it's almost like a repetition for them, just going into the tournament and do what you do for club. And I don't think we can last 120. I doubt it. You know, I don't know if we can't, because some of the substitutions we make, you know, Joe Aribo coming in, he looks off the pace, you know, Paul Onuachu, you know, the substitutions we make. Thank goodness Alaa Hassan is back. You know, he's somebody who you can say like for like with Frank Onyeka. If Onyeka is tired, you know, get him out and bring him on. But other than that, I don't see the intensity we can, you know, off the bench bring if we stretch
what
the game.
What if he gets to penalties?
But if he gets to penalties, that's a different kettle of fish. I mean, you cannot just on the strength of, you know, one performance make a judgment. But you've got a goalkeeper who looks like he's got great pedigree from 12 yards. And you have players, because the South African players themselves, I don't think they were that confident in terms of taking the penalties, because they missed two, you know, and it looked like they were conspiring to, conspiring to hand convert the ticket to the semifinal, but their goalkeeper bailed them out. And, you look around our team and you're wondering, do we have what it takes, you know, when we get to the panel?
I think because we haven't seen, obviously, it's the first time Stanley Wabal is playing for us, so we don't really know. I saw someone, somebody tweeted that if you knew Wabali is also, you know, really good with penalty kicks. I don't know.
I don't get that thing when they say, oh, somebody's really good with penalties.
Sorry, let's cut you in. Just like we made the point, you know, great interview with Frank, by the way. I got lots of DMs about that. It was great camaraderie. Shout out to Frank as well.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can get one other Super Eagles player to speak to us before the final, right? Just like Frank said, you know what, Osimhen, you know, whispered to me, look, Zambo Ngiza, he likes to play short and that kind of stuff. Clearly something has to give. Nwabali has to know something or two about Sundowns.
Of course.
He has to know
the players as well.
They play in the same league. Obviously, he would know one or two things. You know, this is what they like to do. And sometimes those things can turn out to be intangibles, and you just have those knowledge.
Extra.
I just feel like, and I know it might sound cliche, but it's obviously the most important game that I think Pesaro is going to play. Not necessarily because it's the semi-final. You see,
The
context I'm creating is my own personal one. It's not about whether you're in the semi-final or not. With our previous manager, our previous coach, we talked about it on this podcast as well, where we can remember clearly, his game management cost us the game against Argentina at the World Cup. His game management cost us the game against Algeria in 2019. Now, you are not playing against South Africa, who they played 120 minutes, they've won on penalties. They have that mental...
They have an idea of
what it is, how to navigate it, how you are... Because already there's a bit of complaints about how Pesaro makes substitution, you know, already. And that would be very key. Because obviously, these players get really tired towards the end of the game. You have to then know, because this is how you have played up until this moment. You have to then know that, okay, this is the shape that we play. If something happens here, we can go this way. If something happens here, we can go that way. Yeah. If something happens there, we can go that way. We see Onuachu coming almost all the time as if, oh, he just comes in to come and hold the ball and just waste time.
Yeah.
There needs to be, oh, okay, if Osimhen is out, this is the substitution and this is the role in terms of getting us a goal or, you know, defending whatever it is that you want to do.
I think it's a different ball game because you can't compare when you are done with a game and you have about just 4 minutes to go. You can't compare it to now you are seeing that the possibility of extra time is there already.
Yeah.
I think Terry Murphy, I think Ian Acho, Alassane, I think these guys, they know that there's an opportunity for them against South Africa. No coach would want to have those sort of players and not use them in extra time this thing. So you can't just judge based on what you've seen. I think going to extra time, we'll see a different level of just a
process. Hopefully we don't get there. The stat to remember is that Nigeria played South Africa 9 times. We won 4 times. They beat us once, so we've had 5 draws there. Stade de Bouaké, that's the venue we're playing the game. And gentlemen, I thank you very much indeed for coming in on a very early morning to share your expertise with us and your excitement, all the banter. We totally enjoyed it here on the show. The show is called Niger Game On, and we totally love the fact that, you know, Goldberg has been with the team every step of the way out there in Cote d'Ivoire, supporting the team and making sure that even here at home on digital platforms, we're bringing the best conversations for the team and, of course, the football fans here to enjoy. Gentlemen, give us a prediction before we leave it. 1-0, 2-0.
I think it will go to penalties. I think South Africa will defend very deep. I think we'll struggle to break them down. And if anyone scores, I think the other team will score. And so I fancy a draw in this game and it goes to penalties and we do the Lord's
work. What happens?
I think we don't concede. I think we'll score 2. That's 2-0.
2-0.
Yeah, right. I think Super Eagles 2-0. Yeah.
I think we win in regulation time as well. I think we'll have too much for them. Yeah.
I hope I have eggs in my face.
Yeah. hope it's not my
You gladly rub it on.
Gladly. Absolutely. And take a picture.
If you get this one, where you just predict now. Just go on Telegram, this thing.
Because it's one day, 50,000 subscribers.
Crazy stuff, yeah. Anyway, thanks, guys. I leave the predictions as well. We saw what, maybe 120 comments in the prediction session. That was totally great. And then we see every single one of those messages and comments. So be a part of that as well. We're going to have a Twitter space before the game itself. So, you know,
game is on Wednesday.
Yeah, game is on Wednesday. We'll keep an eye on the Hindsight Podcast Twitter page, of course. You know, it's all brought to you by Goldberg. And of course, if you're enjoying the game, you should maybe grab a bottle of Goldberg or kind of Goldberg. That would be great to see, right? Anyway, we'll see you very soon. Gentlemen, thank you very much indeed.
Oh, yeah.
Enjoy the game, and we'll see you very soon. Bye-bye.
Yep.
Our love for the game runs deep.
Hey, Kaya, watch. You were the supporter, let's go.
From the banter masters.
How much did this guy supposed to play now?
Oh, that's a strong tackle.
To the over-sabby coaches. And to all fans who make the game unforgettable. Game on! Enjoy the rhythm of the game with Goldberg, official beer of the Super Eagles.